Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That is on so far. We appreciate you taking time out your busy day. This is Pam Bolden, the one and only, the love of my life. Ezekiel Bolden is sitting right next to me, but he is allowing me to test out this Radio Blog Talk show as far as starting it out. I've never done it before, but we are looking for and excited about a great, great topic, a couple of topics, matter of fact, on tonight. Thank you so much for coming out. We're just so ecstatic. Again, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube. Our website address is ZekeBolden.com. Zeke, Z-E-K-E, Bolden.com. And we're going to get right into it. But before we get into it, just a little bit about us. Been married for 27 wonderful years. And we dated for 3, so that's a total of 30 years we've been together, and we are loving it, guys. And one thing that I always like to preface it by when people look at our marriage or speak of our marriage now is that, wow, you guys just got it together. I'm telling you, this is some work. You got to put the work in a relationship, whether you're dating or whether you're married. We dated for 3 years, so we had to put work in it. We've been married for 27 years, so we had to put work in it. You got to work at it if you want it to be lovely, if you want it to be greater. And the older you get, like we're 46 and 47, we're just making this thing sweet as pie as the days and years go by. So you got to put the work in. I hope and pray that all of you guys that are in relationships, you're at a place or getting to a place to be able to do that. And if the singles that are on, that you're looking for someone to invest in to be able to do the same thing so that you can have a happy, wholesome, healthy life and enjoy being with your significant other. Well, enough about us right now. We're going to bring the host of the show, Ezekiel Bolden, to the stage at this time. Welcome, baby.
Woo-hoo! Hey, she did a pretty good job, I think.
I'm trying.
All right, excellent. We're getting my beautiful wife ready, so that she can run some of the shows for me in case something happened and I'm not available. But it's amazing and it's wonderful to have such a spouse who is who's with you, who supports you, who buys into your vision as well. So that's amazing, amazing, amazing. Hey, listen, we have a show for you tonight. Now, I already know it's not going to be enough time because we only got 30 minutes to really, really go into what we want. But I'm going to also test out this new thing on Facebook, which is live feeds. So I tried it earlier just testing it, and my signal was weak, and I didn't really get a good signal, but I'm at home now, so I know I have a great signal, so we'll probably finish up on Facebook. If not, I know I'm going to finish up on Facebook, and then also we're going to be doing Periscope as well. So if you're not following me now on Twitter, you need to follow me. You need to follow me on Periscope, definitely on Facebook. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed this year. This is going to be your best year ever, and I'm going to help you make 2016 your best year ever. And so as it relates to things pertaining to you, only thing that I ask is that in order for it to happen, you're going to have to buy into what I'm telling you. You're going to have to subscribe to the notion of how things are going to take place. And one of the first things that I'm against is New Year's resolutions. So if you've made New Year's resolutions, you know, I'm happy for you. However, New Year's resolution is so it is so downplayed and minuscule that it's gotten to a point where people will make a New Year's resolution knowing that, you know, they make a valid effort knowing that They're going to, you know, stop their New Year's resolution or don't make it, and then make a joke about it. And really, there's nothing to joke about. That's pertaining to your life. So I'm encouraging you to switch from New Year's resolutions to New Year goals. Here are the goals that we're going to accomplish, are you going to accomplish.
Or life change.
But definitely life-changing goals. And then you want to make sure that goal is somewhat achievable, but then some others are goals that you have to really push yourself to get to where you want. But we're going to talk more about that here in just a few moments. So the title of our show tonight is Making 2016 the Best Year Ever for Everything Pertaining to You. And I believe that if you really, really buy in, it's going to change you. So I'm not going to waste any more time. Oh, I do want to let you know that for those who are new on the call, number one, I'm not monitoring the chat room tonight. And that's how we're going to tag team in the future. My wife will probably run the chat room, and I'll run this part. But I'm not going to monitor the chat room tonight. So if you hear me in the chat room, go ahead and call in. Please, you can call in at 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748. Okay? And then also, if you like to share anything, make a comment, or have a question pertaining to what we're talking about, press number one on your keypad. It'll indicate to me that you want to say something. I'll bring you on. I won't call your name unless you want to call your name. I'll identify you by your telephone number. You can share what you want to share. And then once we finish, you got to press one again on your keypad to take that indication off, okay?
Yes, guys, you guys are anonymous. So someone tonight, a couple people tonight, we see a lot of people on the call. Make that dare and go ahead and press that one as we talk, and let's get some conversation going both ways.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think this is going to spark the first one. All right, so the very first thing we got to do for this year that will make this one of the best years ever is that you're going to have to get some accountability. You need to enlist an accountability partner, somebody who will hold you accountable to the goals that you have set. And preferably, it needs to be somebody. If you're a male, it doesn't need to be another female, unless it's your wife or your sister or your mom, you know, something like that. But, and if you're a female, it doesn't need to be another male, especially if you're married or dating, because you know how that can go, right? So it's important that accountability partner has to have certain characteristics. They have to have a caring and understanding and patient characteristic. At the same time, they need to be able to tell you, hey, listen, you're not meeting that goal. Here's what you said you were going to do, and they will hold you accountable to it, and they will push you on it, and you can talk to them on a weekly basis. Maybe you guys come up with your platform on how you want to do it, but that accountability partner will actually hold you to your guns, man, and make you, baby, talk about it.
Yeah, it's going to put some momentum to you. If you're really serious about changing something in the year 2016 about yourself, whether it's something internally within yourself or whether it's something with your job or your children or whatever, just make sure you get someone that you can trust, someone that's not a yes person to you, someone that's going to be on you about it, not browbeating you or just badgering you, but just going to be on you in a loving way. And you got to be able to receive that, because, you know, most of the time, ladies, for one thing, I know when we're on a diet and we say, babe, I'm going on a diet or whatever, and we go out to eat dinner, and at this place is one of the best places, and the dessert is just so appealing, and we decide to break it. Well, if our significant others say, no, you say you're going to be on a diet, we kind of talk our way out of it, or I know, I'm going to start it later, but no, you need somebody that's going to hold you to it and allow them to hold you to it. That's the biggest thing, because they will back off if you keep going against what you say, and the purpose of them being there is to hold you accountable. So let's get this accountability thing going, because the main result that we want you to have is that you have moved forward, you have progressed, you have broken out of it, you have went past it into better things. So we're looking forward to that.
So you definitely need an accountability partner. All right, so think on that. And sometimes your spouse is not your best accountability partner. Like my wife just said, she didn't tell y'all, but we'll go out to the restaurant and, like, she just.
Let's keep moving. Keep moving.
So you already know the deal with that, right? So you might want to get accountability partner that you don't live with. So in case something, you know, it goes wrong, you still go home and love on your folks. Okay, that's important. All right, number two. Number two, very, very important. If you're in a relationship, You gotta have some great relationship goals. You gotta understand love. Let this be the best year for loving your spouse. And then if you're not in a relationship, you're looking to get into a relationship, this is going to be the year that you get one. And so let's talk about loving your spouse first. One of the things that I've talked about maybe on the last broadcast, and I've mentioned several times, and it always causes flare up, is that when I say that your spouse is 100% accountable or 100% responsible for your happiness. If you're single, you're responsible, but if you're married, your spouse is. And I'm curious to know what you guys think before we continue on. Anyone on the call would like to jump in and agree or disagree? I love to hear what you got to say about it. But I feel as though your spouse is 100% responsible for your happiness. And if you both strive to do that, man, I'm telling you, your marriage can go to places like you have never seen before. Baby, tell them about it.
Yeah, and you got to remember, too, that these are keys that we found out throughout the years, been together 30 years, that has really helped us and that we're still growing and improving. We don't have everything together and everything is not sweet as pie all the time, but we know that these things work. I make myself 100% responsible for my husband's happiness. Now he's responsible for getting happy on his own and staying motivated. But you know what? If I feel slack anywhere, I'm gonna be there to lift him up, to encourage him, to come on, baby. We're gonna do this thing. You're gonna be all right. We're gonna make it through this. We're gonna trust God. It's gonna work out. That type of thing to make him happy. To bring joy and to put a smile on his face, because I have nobody else. I don't have a guy on the side. He is my all in all. So with that investment comes, I want to make him happy. I live every day to make my husband happy, and he lives every day to make me happy. So when you have that in your mindset about your significant other, they will be happy all the time, and you will strive for that. So that's one of the things that we want to discuss still.
I cannot tell you. That's awesome, baby. And I cannot tell you how important it is to strive to make your spouse happy. I mean, I literally wake up every day trying to figure out how can I make my wife happy? What more can I do as a husband? And the majority of this thing is, and I talked about this before, is knowing your spouse's love language. Dr. Gary Chapman has revolutionized relationships with that concept. Understanding your spouse's love language. Now, if you don't know your spouse's love language, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sending you the document absolutely free to take the test. Only thing you got to do is ask me for them, send me an email, text, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I'll send you the test so that you both evaluate, so you both can know what the other person's love language is. Now, if you want anything outside of that, then you're going to have to solicit his website or go to the bookstore to buy the book and learn more about it, or get a coach. And I'll talk about that more a little bit later on. But again, another question I'm curious to know is that if you are on this call and you know your spouse's love language, testify about it. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear how it's working out for you or not working out for you. I would love to hear if you don't know the love language. There's no way I can see your hands, but I'd love to hear what's going on and how you can improve in that area if you choose to. But now, if you are looking for a mate, if you're looking for someone for this year, then the only reason why that you're single is because you want to be. Now, I know that's kind of bold for me to say, because I saw a special, my wife even sent me a message where somebody was saying, it was a TV show, news, was talking about why Black women are still single. And they were talking about education, the higher education you get, the, don't be emailing me. I see you. Don't be emailing me and telling me you disagree. I want to hear your voice. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
press one. Be bold. Press one on
Nobody knows who you are. Nobody. We don't even know. We just see telephone numbers. We don't know who you are. So come on.
Except for that message you just sent me. Don't be chicken. Talk about it. And so let's have a discussion. Because I can tell, I can ask, my wife's saying it's something we've learned through the years. But if you're a Christian, I can actually show you some biblical thing that justify why I say who's responsible for your happiness. All right, so, and then if you're looking for somebody this year, this is your year. There we go. I see your boldness. I see you. Okay, great. 9779. We're getting ready to bring you on the air here in just a few moments. Go ahead. You are on the air.
You didn't have to call me out like that.
I didn't call your name.
But I knew you were talking to me, so it made me feel bad. But I disagree with the comment or the statement about the spouse is 100%. And I just taking me for example, because I love my wife. I know what makes my wife happy, but I cannot make her completely happy 100% of the time. And what I was just saying, what I was just discussing is that I know what makes me happy in order to try to make her happy. But just because it makes me happy, it doesn't mean that she's going to be happy because of what I try to do for her.
I'm glad you said that, and you're exactly right. But I want you to notice something that you said, and what you said was you try your best to make her happy, but, you know, it doesn't always work 100% of the time. As long as you do everything you know to do, and as long as she recognizes that, because you're right, my wife is not happy 100% of the time. I screw up sometimes, or I don't do what she thought I should have done. Hear me out. I screw up sometimes. She screw up sometimes. I don't always hit it on the head, but that's not because I'm not trying. See, the key thing here is that if you are trying to make somebody happy, you might decide, you know what, I'm gonna buy my wife roses, and we're going to get ready to go out to dinner Friday night, right? So I buy roses. I come home. I say, hey, get ready. We're going out to dinner. She goes, babe, why you did that? Remember, I'm leaving tonight. Me and the girls are going out to do so-and-so. I'm like, oh, man, but I want you to go with me. She's like, babe, I told you about this a week ago. And before you know it, we, like, got a little spat there. Did I make her happy then? Absolutely not. But my heart and my intentions were to do that. How did I fix that? Sweetheart, you know what? You're exactly right. I am so sorry, baby. Listen, I love you. Go on and enjoy. I'm going to go call my buddy, and we're going to probably run out to Smokey Bones or something. And so now what it just taught me is, Zeke, make sure you check your calendar. Make sure you stay on top of the game, because your intentions were great. However, they were wrong. So try your best 100% of the time to make your spouse happy. Will you hit it? Sure. No, you won't. But here's one thing, one last thing I want to tell you, and babe, I'm going to let you jump in here in just a second. One last thing I want to tell you is that when you take it personal to keep your spouse happy, it lessens the opportunity for arguments and for her not being or him not being happy, because you're doing everything you can to make them happy. And how do you do that? You got to, number one, speak their love language, and then you got to ask them, sweetheart, and it's a constant, everyday evolving, what makes you happy? Learn what makes your spouse happy. And let me give you one other quick example, and I want my wife to speak from experience. This morning, we were up late last night. I woke up earlier, and I made her breakfast. And so she's off today. And she's like, babe, how long you been up? I'm like, it doesn't matter. I said, come on, let's eat breakfast. And I make breakfast for her because she's normally on the go all the time, or she'll get up and make me breakfast. But I knew that if I made her breakfast today, it would really, really bless her. Now, do I do it all the time? No, I don't. But I do know when she's off, that quality time we're spending together, and you should have saw her face this morning. It was absolutely awesome. So,
I think it's just a play on words. I think it's a play on words when you say 100%. I think this love that we're talking about and making the person happy is an effortless thing. It's just out of the blue. It's like breathing, because you guys are together and you pretty much giving yourself to her or to him. It's effortless. The things that we do for each other, it's not like I wake up in the morning and say, oh, my God, I got to make him happy. I got to do this.
No, not like that at all.
It's just effortless. So the 100% is, and like I preferenced it in the beginning, throughout the 30 years that we've been married, we've noticed throughout the years that, we're all in. to each other. We put all the chips on the table and say that we're all in, that I'm committed to you, you're committed to me. And it's an effort type of happiness.
Effortless
type of happiness where I just want to make you happy. And once you, what we're trying to get people to do, because so many people we talk to have so many problems in their relationship, I believe that this effortless making your spouse or your significant other happy is going to move and shift them to another area. And initially, the person may have to remind themselves, oh, let me do this for her, let me do this for him. But after a while, it will become so effortless that it's just all the time, anytime, just breathing. It just happens like that because it's needed in relationships. Sometimes relationships are selfish. Sometimes the spouse may have, the female may have problems and the husband is doing all he can, or vice versa. So sometimes it's a missing component. So we're just trying to put some momentum into couples to say, hey, listen, make her happy, make him happy, put yourself second and make them happy. So it does, and it pays great, great dividends.
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir. You were about to say something else.
Well, I was going to make reference to the 100% because I guess I'm a literal type dude. And
okay.
When I hear 100%, it's like I'm thinking everything and anything that I'm supposed to do, it's my responsibility to provide that happiness to her. That's why when you
hear
her 100%, and then, you know, your wife, she kind of cleaned it up a little bit.
I'm glad you said that because I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm glad you said that. But reference it to this point. You know how sometimes we get in an argument with our significant other, and we say something like, "That's because I'm tired of this. Because you always do this. Because you and those words never and always and 100%. They're all in that same.
Right.
We don't literally mean that. So being literal with it, with the word, we don't mean you don't always cook. You don't always do this, or you never. So we use those words like that, but we're really putting emphasis on make her happy, make him happy. Let that be like breathing until it becomes breathing, like breathing to you. Yeah, I'm telling you, we've experienced it. It moves your relationship to such another level. It is just off the chain.
Absolutely. But, you know, I commend you for being bold and
authentication
on that. Awesome, man. Thank you so very much. Did we satisfy your comment or question?
I didn't hear you say that.
I said, thank you for being so bold to ask a question or make a comment about it. Did we satisfy your question or comment?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so very much. All right. Well, please be sure and press 1 again on your keypad to take the indication off, unless you want to say something else afterwards.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about, is getting that understanding, especially
yes,
if
yes.
you want your marriage to be better. It's important that you do that. Now, for those who are single, you're single because you want to be. And the reason why I say that, because sometimes in order for you to move to the next level of you, you can't always be the one thinking that you're moving to the next level. You got to have somebody outside of you that say, no, girl, you still same. No, you still got attitude. No, you still crazy. That's why, you know, that's why you still single. So this year, you got to make an assessment of you early, an assessment of you. You want to know your emotional stability. You want to know, you know, really, really where you are concerning your relationship. Last call, please press 1 on your keypad for me. Thank you. And then so you'll get to move to that next level in your relationship as well. All right, number 3, you want to move to the next level. You want to make sure that this is the best year ever. I need you to do 2 things, very, very important. I need you to volunteer, and I need you to give to a charity. You need to volunteer somewhere. You need to, you know, maybe volunteer to help at the at a hospital, or you want to volunteer for sickle cell anemia, or whatever the case may be, and you're going to give. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of money, a small amount, but you want to give to a charity. Now, I know you're going to say, well, I pay tithe, I give offering. Yeah, that's to your church, that's to your local place. You want to go outside and beyond that, because the more you give, the more comes back to you. As a matter of fact, God is looking for somebody who he can pour into, who may pour out to his people. So that's important that you understand that, okay? All right, number 4, which is huge. you need to go ahead and check your credit. Let's get your credit on point this year. Go ahead and go to, there are so many different places I personally use, my wife and I. We use Quizzle.com, Quizzle.com. It's absolutely free. I think Credit Karma said they're free. I don't know. I never tried them. But you want to find out what your credit score is. You want to find out stuff that's on your credit bureau and go ahead and get that thing cleaned up, because nothing speaks loud about you when people can't see you other than your credit. It speaks volumes for you. And so it puts you in a position to say, if I want to buy my wife a diamond ring, you know, we can do it. If I want to buy my husband a 2015 Dodge Ram, we can do it. If I want to move into my house, this is our goal for the end of the year, we can do it. It's important that you do that kind of stuff. Credit. You want to get that score into the 70s, 700s. And that's a beautiful thing when you can get there, okay? Super, super important. All right. Number five, which is huge, and you can jump in with a question at any time. We got some things we want to share with you. Again, the broadcast is kind of short, so we can't really go into detail. But if you follow us on the different platforms, you'll be able to get some more of what we're sharing with you tonight. Number five, this is big, baby, and I want you to talk about this as well. You got to break free from religious traditions. You have to break free from religious traditions. You got to get to a point where, let me give you a perfect example. There are some of you that go to church, some don't, but those who go to church, you go to church on Sundays and you don't necessarily go out to Bible study. How about going to Bible study and not going to service for a little bit? Because Bible study is where you get one-on-one, if you will, where you can raise your hand, where you can ask questions, where you can talk, okay?
In
some settings, yeah, absolutely. If it's a midweek service, then that's a different type, but my service was Bible study. We got into deep in that Bible and asked questions. But also, you know, based on your religious preference, you know, how about going out to on a Friday night, taking your spouse or significant other to out to dinner, to dance, to a movie, to listen to jazz, or go somewhere like that. Some religious people feel like Christians, we can't hang in there with all them sinners. Man, you a sinner. Stop. You know, we all sinners, and we're saved by grace. So, and really, this one right here kind of gets on the people's nerves and skin when I'm talking about breaking these religious traditions. But I refuse to ever again be in bondage by any man's views. I follow what God say do and kind of move from there. All right. So anybody, we got about 2 minutes left. Anybody got any religious freedoms or religious bonds or traditions that you have questions about or things that you think you can't do or want to do and you've just been bound by? I mean, I remember one particular couple was bound, baby. And when we were ministering in Europe and they were bound because the wife said she was telling her church that she can only have sex with her husband, missionary style.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Some people have so many religious traditions. Sometimes I think we get into
deep. Can't go to the movies.
You can't go to the movies. Can't have a glass of wine with your steak at the restaurant. Going to the club is going to send you to hell. There's so many different things that people believe in. I respect everybody's
religion. Yeah, respect your
belief. I'm not trying to tell anybody to change, but there's a difference in believing something and then what the Bible says about it. You have to read. That's what Bible study, not preaching on Bible study, but Bible study, getting in the Word and studying the Word comes into play so you can see what it really says.
Okay. Guys, we got so much more to share with you. We are out of time. We want to talk to you about doing a financial makeover. We want to help you get in a position to have money left over, money saved, and pay off some bills. We're going to talk about that next week. And then we're going to talk to you about how to learn a new skill. Listen, follow me on Facebook. Look for me here in just a few minutes. I got to talk about, you got to get this about learning a new skill. Because I found a website that you can go to. I'm not talking about lynda.com. But you can actually learn a new skill for $10. It's on special right now, and I want to tell you all about it. Guys, thank you so very much. Our business is just blowing and moving forward in a big way. Thank you for being a part. We really, really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we ask that you'll continue to join us weekly on our radio broadcast.
You want answers?
I
want
the truth. You can't handle the truth. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.